Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 7th, 2017. Today is Friday in the fifth week of Lent. This is a reading from Psalm 141. This is the eighth verse. But my eyes are turned to you, Lord God. In you I take refuge. Do not strip me of my life. Where is our refuge? Where is our place of safety and security? Where is it that we draw solace so that we do not feel the anxiety of insecurity? Where do we run to in times of trouble? Is our refuge in our bank account or our investment account? Is our security tied up in the latest number from Wall Street, NASDAQ, S&P, Dow Jones? Is our security tied up in our status, our places of privilege? Do we take refuge among people of our own kind? Whether it be people who agree with us politically, or people who have a common ancestry, or only with people of our particular race or religion. We are living in an anxious world and in an anxious time. The tendency is to run to places for refuge. But for the psalmist and for people of faith in the psalmist tradition, there is only one place of refuge, and that is in God. But we can get our eyes turned away from God, can't we? We can get focused on the situations around us. Now, I am not for a moment suggesting that we get in a monastery or a convent or a retreat center in hermitage and withdraw from the world and simply pray. I am grateful for those people who have given their lives over to prayer on our behalf, monks and nuns and hermits and anchorites and all the rest. But what I'm about to talk about here is not withdrawing from the world, but keeping our focus on God, keeping our eyes turned toward God, reminding ourselves that God is our refuge even as we live through the anxieties that are so much a part of our world. I don't have to give you the running list. It's extensive. And this week, a couple of things have been added to the list. Any of us who have read or watched the news over the last few days saw the horrific scenes from Syria, people suffering from some sort of chemical attack, ostensibly leveled against them by their own government. And then, last evening, those of us in this country received the word that a retaliatory strike had been authorized by our government. And today we don't know what any of that means, what the long-term impact of that decision on the part of our government will be, how that will complicate matters in Middle East diplomacy. And of course, there are plenty of people who seem to take a perverse pleasure in whipping up the anxiety around all of that. I'm not completely sure that people of faith are much different in times like these than people with no professed faith at all. A quick scan of my Facebook page and social media pages reveals to me that people of faith, depending upon which political party they are aligned with, can be as anxious or as angry as the next person. And to be honest, I'm still learning, what does it mean to turn my eyes to God and to take God as my refuge? Can I trust God? To trust God does not alleviate me of responsibility. To trust God does not somehow give me a pass from doing my part to work for peace in God's world. But I think what the psalmist is inviting us to do is to get our focus right, to focus on this God who made heaven and earth, and who is still God and Lord above it all, even when human beings forget. I don't know about you, but I need to be reminded from time to time that God's power, God's steadfastness, God's faithfulness, God's mercy, God's justice will prevail. Maybe not in my timeline, but it will prevail. The psalmist not only had a sense of immediacy that God was right there to hear the psalmist's prayer, the psalmist also had a sense of context that God's justice would be done in God's own time. That might not be a bad thing for us to remember, particularly as we are buffeted with all of the news of the day and all of the anxieties attendant to that news. As I was reading that verse from the psalm, I couldn't help but remember a hymn. It seems like this Lenten season I've been taken back to the hymnal a number of times. Maybe that's because the psalms were sung. So as I think about what it means to take God as my refuge, to turn my eyes to God as the psalmist, I couldn't help but think and begin humming the words of hymn 665. I'm just going to read the first two verses. All my hope on God is founded. He doth still my trust renew. Me through change and chance he guideth, only good and only true. God unknown, he alone calls my heart to be his own. Mortal pride and earthly glory, sword and crown betray our trust. Though with care and toil we build them, tower and temple fall to dust. But God's power, hour by hour, is my temple and my tower. It seems to me in these times of anxiety, of not knowing quite where to put our trust or our hope or our faith, it would be good for us as the people of faith, as the inheritors of the psalmist's confidence, to turn our eyes to God and to remember that God indeed is our refuge, and in God and on God all our hope is founded. Let us pray. Eternal God, in whose perfect kingdom no sword is drawn but the sword of righteousness, no strength known but the strength of love, so mightily spread abroad your Spirit, that all peoples may be gathered under the banner of the Prince of Peace, as children of one Father, to whom be dominion and glory, now and forever. Amen.